Hey, everybody, this is Steli FT.
And this is Heaton Cha.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about starting a startup during COVID-19.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
Basically, the idea, if we had to start a new company, or a startup right now, no co-founders yet, no money, no product, would we do it? Would we think that with what we know about entrepreneurship, would we think that this is a good time, or would we want to wait till whatever the economy is better? And if we thought that now is a good time to start something, how would we go about it? How would we think about it? Is there anything different about starting a startup right now during this kind of special time in history around the world? Would we approach it in any way differently than we usually would? I thought that it'd be a fun topic to talk about, and it probably is going to have a few golden nuggets for people. So let's get the first question out of the way, because I think that's going to be an easy one. You never know, especially when you talk to Heaton Cha. But, you know, is this a good time to start a startup or a bad time to start a startup? What's your reaction to that if I asked you, Heaton, I have entrepreneurial ambitions, but I wonder if this is the right time for me to start something?
Great question. It's just a great question because the circumstances, like this has happened before, right? So there was like the 2000s, and this is particularly in tech. So there's the 2000s, and there's like the 2008 kind of housing bubble thing. And then I think the next one was right now. And these are all times when people are like, should I start something? Should I not? People start talking about it. The one thing that's like fascinating to me with this question, as I think about it right now, is, well, first, I don't think there's ever a good time or a bad time. So I think it's like false to think it's good or bad. But for some reason, it comes to people's minds when the world is going to shit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're like, oh, is this a good time? Well, it's never a good time. Is this a bad time? Well, it's never a bad time. I think it's like whatever time works for you, like meaning like whatever comes to mind or whatever circumstances dictate that you have to find other options than whatever you were doing, like you're laid off, right? So that's where I'll start. But I think there's a big thing that I haven't thought about till now that really hit me right now, which is like the world is different. Every one of those times, the world was different. So you're talking about like 2000, then 8 years later, and now 12 years later, and we're like 20 years from 2000. Which, you know, many of us weren't like, you know, actually working at the time. I was in college at the time. I was definitely working, but I was in college. I wasn't in the market, so to speak. And it's something that I feel like there's more access today to information than in 2008. Definitely than in 2000. There's more information. There's more people on the internet. There's all these factors that were different every one of those three times. And this time in particular, anyone wants to start something like, especially in the last 5 years, I would have just told them, yeah, just do it. Mm. Like, you want to do it? Just do it. Give it a shot. Like, your chances are better than ever. So I don't really believe there's a good time or a bad time. At the same time, like, more people on the internet, more access to information, more communities that are online that like can help you. I mean, more than more communities, there's like a ton of things that you can do to help you get started if you want. And quite frankly, like the gig economy and freelancing and side gigs and hustles and this and that, like it's a thing now. We didn't talk about that in 2008. Mm. We didn't have those things. Now we do. And like, so there's a lot more systematic sort of ways or like structures in place to actually support you if you're starting now versus ever before in the past. So why not?
Yeah, I'll come out and I'll say, of course, like for anybody that's been a long time listener of the Startup Chat, you know that one of our core mantras is it fucking depends, right? I mean, it depends. Yep. But I'll come out and say this is as good as a time as it's ever been. Number one, I think that the world is changing, and change is, I think, better for the new that can adapt or that can serve the change or help with the change than for the old. For the old, change is always a threat. And for the new, it's an opportunity. Secondly, I think opportunity cost is going to be lower for many, not everybody, of course, because if you are healthy and if you are, you know, ambitious and you have a couple of skills and you want to accomplish something, the amount of stable, secure jobs that are going to be out there right now for you, where you know I'm going to go and work there and I'm going to have a great career and there's no chance they're going to lay me off and there's plenty of like high-paying salary gigs that I can choose from. My best guess is that that is going to be less available in the world in the next 2 years than it was in the past 2 years. So if there's less stable corporate career paths available, then the entrepreneurial path is less of an opportunity risk, right? It's less risky in general because the corporate job is not as stable in an unstable world as it is in a stable world. So I think that this is probably a particularly good time. And for all the other reasons as well, there's just more information, more money online to be made. You can find a small audience and make a good living much easier today than you could in 2000, right? 2008. Like finding a niche audience in 2008 was still quite hard, right? Versus going for serving kind of a broader mass that was already online and comfortable with paying for services and content and whatever. So I think there's a lot of opportunity today to start something. And I also think the opportunity cost of starting something is low because there's just not that many stable jobs in companies that you would think there's no way this corporation is going to go out of business or be in trouble or lay off people in the next 2 years. There's just less of that available. So I think it's a particularly good time. Now, let's ask the question, if you and I individually started a startup today with what we know, would we do anything different? I mean, we've given a million and one piece of advice on how to start a startup, how to get your first 10 customers, how to get your first 100 customers, how to do marketing, how to do product development, MVP, everything. Like anything that people would need to, whatever question a listener has that's kind of new to the world of entrepreneurship, you just type into Google thestartupchat.com and then that word, and you'll find an episode where we talk about it, we'll give advice. But I think the interesting question is, would you do anything differently if you started a new startup today than you would have done over the past 5 or 10 years? Is there anything that you would be like, because the world is changing, I would approach it slightly differently or would be paying more attention to X, Y, or Z or thinking about it differently in some way?
That it depends thing comes up, right? Because like it really depends on your own circumstance and your availability. Like right now, you're available. Like it's interesting. Like I think the difference right now from the past couple times that like, you know, everything's gone to shit, there's more uncertainty this time than the last two.
Yeah.
And that I think would make me want to be a lot more conservative about spending my own money if I have any to spend. That's probably the number one thing that comes to mind for me, which is like your own sort of savings. You know, typically like you dip into your savings in order to do something on your own, whether it's for living expenses or even actual expenses for the thing you're starting. I think I'd narrow my options more so that the amount of my savings I dipped into right now was a lot more limited than in the past. And the only caveat I'd give is, you know, if you somehow have an ability to make sort of money by getting a job really quickly, because for some reason that's just available to you right now, maybe I'd think differently about that advice. But otherwise, like, yeah, I think being more conservative with your own savings might be a good idea right now.
Yeah, I would totally agree. I think that if I started something right now, I would care a lot more about cash flow, like doing something that can generate revenue fast. And I think we're both already on the camp cash flow always. But even more so now than ever before. I wouldn't want to build anything that would take like a year of building up to start monetizing or anything like that. In general, I would try to start something very small that can get on the road very quickly, iterate, generate a little bit of money, and then build on that versus building anything that's more complicated, more resource intense, anything that I know will have to need venture funding or other funding. And I think that during this time, I think the clarifying thing right now is that anything that's like a playful, nice to have is just off the table. Whenever there's like an economic downturn, whenever there's like really, really hard times or really high uncertainty in the market, I think it kind of wipes the slate clean from products and services that are nice to haves, where when there's great, I think, wealth, maybe there are needs.